So now we're going to, as they're picking up the cups, we're going to transition to a time of prayer. We're going to praise God through prayer. So as normal, as we do on these prayer days, feel free to pray by yourself or with the people around you. We want you to go where the Spirit leads during this time. And so I'm going to start by praying, by leading us in reciting the Lord's Prayer. And then after that, I'll just transition into praying for the nation. And then we'll have time to pray for the nation. And then Hudson will come up and lead us in prayer for Journey Church Tacoma. And then after we have time to pray for that, George will lead us in praying for individuals. If you do have prayers that you would like for us to pray for up front, there is a bowl in the back that you can write it. There's a piece of paper, pen there. You can write the prayer request, put in the bowl. And also in front of your seats, there's a how can we pray for you? So you could fill that out as well. So let's start with the Lord's Prayer, and then I'll just start right into praying for nation. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Lord, thank you that you are in charge, that you are good. Lord, that you work in the hearts of kings. Lord, we pray that you would help us as a nation to submit to you. We pray that the celebration here for the 250th, that would be a life-giving thing, that we would celebrate in a way that gives you honor and gives life to the people around us. We also pray for President Trump and Governor Ferguson and Mayor Ibsen, that you'd be working in their hearts to lead well. Give them wisdom, Lord, and we pray for their salvation too, that they would choose to follow you. Would you surround them with godly advisors to help direct in a way that you would lead? Thank you that you do that. Thank you that you work through us. Lord, and we also pray for us as Christians in this nation, that you would show us how to be a light, how to be a blessing to those around us. We pray for all the Christians across the United States, that you would work through them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Good morning. That was awesome. Happy fourth, or post fourth. Yeah, as we get into this, it's kind of exciting. Talk about the government. Everyone's a little, you know, jazzed about the U.S. right now with the 250th and World Cup soccer. So I know people in the area aren't always excited to talk politics, but maybe we can reach out to them about soccer and connect that way. And this is kind of leads us into Journey Church, having open doors, share the gospel. So we just wanted this time, we're going to pray for sharing with our neighbors, our friends, our family, being brave to do that, the Lord's Spirit to empower us, and then to keep us as a church connected, unified together, and then also, you know, connecting with our community locally. So I'm going to pray and then encourage just like the last time, pray out loud. You can join in groups, pray together. This is really just open to just worship God through prayer. So however that suits you, please feel free to do so. It was awesome having those three people pray for our government. Let's continue that for our community. So I'll go ahead and pray here. Dear Lord, I just I thank you for this church, this building as a gift, the people inside the building. I thank you for this country where we can worship you freely. And I just pray that we, as a church, are connected, that we are together, that we lean on each other in hard times, Lord. I pray for the Crockett family right now as they relax and enjoy each other as a family, and are away from the church family for a little bit to just relax, give them peace, give them reflection. And I just pray we as a church body as a whole can just connect with our community. We can reach out to our neighbors, our family, our friends, that we will be lights for you, that we'll be brave to talk about you to others. Lord, empower us to do that. Help us to be good examples for you, so that when we do talk to others about you, they see the difference. They are not questioning our spirit, Lord. We just pray that you help us stay close to you and close to our community, and just pray for this church to be a place for people to come in our area and just worship you. And everything in your name, amen.
We're now going to be praying for individual concerns and ongoing prayers. You can pray individually, you can pray in small groups. If you have a need and you want prayer, raise your hand, and I would ask that those around the person that has raised their hand, that you would gather around them and lift up their need. And so if that's something you have, you can do that now. If you have a prayer or want to be anointed for healing, after the service, you can meet with myself or Jonathan or Mark, and we can pray for you, or Dawn, we can pray for you, anoint you. And so we're going to, this is a time for individual prayers, and I'm going to start by reading one of the prayer requests that was given. And this request is prayer for KT's upcoming Parkinson's surgery. And so I want to pray for that right now. Heavenly Father, we do lift up KT's, Lord Jesus. You know the situation. You know this person. You know this family, Lord God, that's part of this. But Heavenly Father, we pray for this upcoming surgery, Lord God. We pray for wisdom, for the medical team that has been working with this person and that will continue to be working with them and that will be a part of this surgery. We pray for safety during this surgery and after the surgery, and we're praying for success, Heavenly Father. We lift this person up before you, Heavenly Father, and we pray that you would touch this person, that you would heal this person, that you would be this person's strength as they go through the recovery period, Lord God, and be with the family surrounding this person, Lord God. Give them peace in their hearts, Heavenly Father. And we pray that each one knows you, but if they don't, we pray that this would draw them to you, Heavenly Father. And so we just pray for this upcoming surgery, Lord God. And Lord, we have already heard prayers for Pastor Myron and his family, and we do want to lift Pastor Myron up, Lord God. We pray that this time of sabbatical would be a time of him being energized, Lord Jesus, and giving him strength in his body and his mind, Lord Jesus. We are so blessed and so thankful to have Myron here, Lord God, teaching us weekly, Lord God, and that his goal is to preach your truth and your truth only from the word that you have given us, Heavenly Father. And so we pray for him. We pray for healing for Myron, Lord Jesus. We pray that this time would be an experience of healing for him, Lord Jesus. And we just pray that for safety as the family travels, wherever that might be, Heavenly Father, you'd go before them and behind them, Heavenly Father, and just give them each rest and you know, good fellowship with not only one another, but with family they'll be meeting with or wherever they go, Heavenly Father. We just pray for your blessing upon them. And Lord, we want to pray for unspoken requests this morning, Heavenly Father. Some that might be here in our congregation or watching online, Heavenly Father. We want to lift them before you, Heavenly Father, these requests. You know what's on the hearts right now, Lord Jesus. And so we lift those unspoken requests to you. And we pray if it's healing that needs to happen, Heavenly Father, that you would heal them. If it's family issues, Heavenly Father, that you would bring healing in the family issue. If it's financial situations, Heavenly Father, that you would be the great provider for them, Lord God. If it's a job situation, you would either provide work or you would, God, give them peace in the job that they have, Heavenly Father. But we just pray that over them and that their hearts would be drawn to you, Heavenly Father. We pray for any here, Lord God, who have not made a commitment to serve you, Lord Jesus, to ask Jesus into their heart and receive forgiveness for sin, Lord God. We pray for that person, Lord Jesus. We lift them before you and pray for your Holy Spirit to speak into their lives and draw them to you, Lord Jesus, and be their strength, Lord God. Give them courage to do that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We pray for other health issues in our church that we may not know about, Lord God, but you do. I pray that you would be their grace and mercy, Lord God, as they walk this pathway that they're on, that you, Lord Jesus, would be with them, Lord God. And if healing is what you would have for them, Lord God, you would reach down and you would heal them, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. And now, Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would be with these last few moments as we pray either out loud or in our hearts, Lord Jesus, for the needs of the individual needs that we have, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's received another prayer request, and this prayer is for my friend AB to come to know Jesus. So let's pray for AB. Join me as we pray. Heavenly Father, we lift AB to you, Heavenly Father. We pray for your Holy Spirit to speak into this person's life, Lord Jesus, that you would be revealed to this person, Lord God, and this person would make that decision to commit their life to serving you. We pray that you would protect this person in making that decision, Heavenly Father. Help them to do this, Lord Jesus, and help them to be bold about the decision they've made to serve you, Lord God. So we just pray that this would happen with AB to come to know Jesus. Thank you.